Hello, everyone, and welcome to Landmark English. Okay, there's a question that I'm just dying to know. Bill, have you ever ridden a horse?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask a tough question, like, Bill, what's the square root of pi?
No, I don't really want to blow your mind this morning. I'm just curious as to if you'd ever ridden a horse.
Well, I have, actually. When I was a kid, we had horses, and we used to go out there and ride the horses at least, I don't know, once every other day or so.
And so did this horse have the head of a horse, the body of a horse, and the legs of a horse?
Well, of course. It was a horse. It was all horse.
Okay, because today we're going to learn about a really strange mythical beast called a centaur, and it's part man and part horse.
Really? So it has, like, a horse's head and arms, and it walks around on human legs?
No, it's actually the other way around. It has the upper body like a human, so its arms, its head, and its, you know, the chest part of the human body, and the legs are a horse. All right, well, now I'm really, really interested about the centaur, so, Bill, what do you say we get all the listeners to open up their magazines to May 27th, the article's about a centaur, and let's read it.
All right, I'm excited to read all about the centaur.
Centaur. The centaur's upper body is like a man's, and its hindquarters are like a horse. It is depicted in the zodiac sign of Sagittarius, drawing his bow to release an arrow. Most centaurs are known as fierce warriors, but there is one, Chiron, who had the wisdom of man and the nobility of the horse. Wow, Bill, it sounds like the centaur got all the good parts of being a man and all the good parts of being a horse.
Exactly. He got the head, so he's got the brain in there, and also the arms and the chest, so he can use his thumbs and his fingers to move things, like he does here in the zodiac sign of Sagittarius. It says the centaur is depicted in this zodiac sign, so that just means that he's kind of shown in this sign, right?
Yeah, like if you can see something that's always depicted in a certain way, a good example would be a stop sign. It's always depicted as being red and having eight sides and being on a road.
Exactly. So here, the centaur is shown. It's depicted in this zodiac sign. Now, the zodiac is kind of interesting. It's this set of different animal kind of creature things that are supposed to be found up in the stars. So you look at these stars and you see a pattern and kind of make a picture. And these zodiac signs were very important for many, many years, and they're still important now. One of them is called Sagittarius. And he's a centaur drawing his bow to release an arrow.
Yeah, so you can imagine a man standing there and he's really strong and he's holding a bow and he's about to shoot it up to the stars. It's a really cool picture.
But of course, it's not just a man. It's the top half of a man and the bottom half of a horse.
That's right. I'm an Aquarius and mine is a woman holding water. It's not really as cool as a centaur.
Well, I'm actually Gemini, so that means that there's two sides of me and there's also two sides of me.
Okay, well, we're talking about the centaur still, and he's a fierce warrior. Well, we just talked about him being depicted as holding a bow and arrow, and I mean, you don't use a bow and arrow to bake a cake, you use it to fight in wars. So, he's a fierce warrior. I wouldn't mess with a centaur.
I wouldn't either. Although you might be able to have a conversation with one of the centaurs, the one it talks about there at the end of the sentence.
Yes, he has the wisdom of a man and the nobility of a horse. So he's smart like a man, but also is strong and loyal like a horse. It's true. He did get all the good things of being a man and all the good things of being a horse.
Right, but you know, this word wisdom is interesting. You were saying he's smart like a man. And that's true. Wisdom is partly about how smart you are, but It's also partly about what you know about life and how you're able to make decisions quickly because of your experience.
That's right. We often say that wisdom comes with age. It's one of those things, if you become wise or you have lots of wisdom, well, usually people who are older, we say they have wisdom because they've lived for so long and seen so many different kinds of things. Okay, well, hopefully you'll gain a little bit of wisdom now with some Chinese explanations.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天我们要介绍另外一种神兽，也就是 centaur 人马。The centaur's upper body is like a man's. A man's 后面省略掉了 body， 这里的 man's apostrophe 加上 s 呢，是一个所有代名词。那么它的上半身跟人的身体一样，可是 its hind quarters。Quarters 呢指的是动物的四肢，它的四肢呢 are like a horse， 所以我们说它是人马。西洋的十二星座当中呢，有一个就是人马座，也就是射手座 Sagittarius， 就如同这句话所描述的 ，It is depicted in the zodiac sign of Sagittarius。It 呢就指的是 centaur， 它被描绘在十二星座当中。那么后面接的这个现在分词片语呢，是主动的表示这个人马呢 drawing his bow to release an arrow， 形容他的动作要拉弓射箭。提到十二星座，刚才 Siobhan 告诉我们呢，他的星座是 Aquarius， 也就是水瓶座。这个字的拼法是 Aquarius。Aquarius, Aquarius. 至于 Bill 呢，他是有双重个性的双子座，也就是 Gemini。他的拼法是 Gemini, Gemini。再回过头来看我们的人马。大部分的人马呢都被认为是非常凶猛的战士，可是有一个例外的就是 Chiron。 Chiron 后面 who 所引导的子句呢是一个非限定的子句，告诉我们 Chiron 呢 who had the wisdom of man and the nobility of the horse， 他结合了人类的智慧以及马的高贵。
All right, listeners, let's take a short break, and when we come back, Bill and I have more creatures of myth and legend.Welcome back, listeners. Bill and I are sitting here talking about the centaur, and it's time to read about a really famous one.
According to Greek myths, Chiron was a famous teacher who taught the sons of many famous Greeks. His greatest pupils were Achilles and Asclepius.Achilles, an adventurous warrior, bravely fought in the Trojan War. Asclepius, on the other hand, was the most celebrated Greek physician. The success of these two students shows that Chiron was wise and skillful as a teacher.
Wow, Bill. Well, this is one of the things that you will notice about Greek mythology, the big words and the long names.
That's right. We have Achilles and Asclepius and all of these people. Chiron isn't a very long name, but then again, he wasn't human. He was a centaur. And we see that in the Greek myths, so the Greek mythology, Chiron was actually a famous teacher. So he wasn't this...fierce warrior kind of guy. He was that wise horse man centaur that actually taught the sons of many famous Greeks.
Wow, I don't know if I would give my son to a centaur for school lessons.
Well, if you knew that this is the best teacher for probably medicine, but also on how to shoot a bow and arrow, then...You might think of that.
I think so. Well, we're going to learn about some of his most famous students. We call them pupils in the article, but that's really just a fancy word for students. And there's Achilles and Asclepius. Wow, that name just rolls off the tongue.
It does, doesn't it? Asclepius. It's kind of a weird name, but it is an old Greek name. Now we see who these famous pupils were, who his greatest students were. Achilles is an adventurous warrior who bravely fought in the Trojan War. Hey, I know who Achilles is. Isn't Achilles Brad Pitt? Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
By the way, Anne, have you heard the story about Achilles?
Of course, Joe. He was one of the Greeks who fought in the Trojan War.
You're right. His father was a man, but his mother was a goddess. She knew that his fate was to die in a war, so she tried to protect him by dipping him in the magical water of the river Styx.
That's a river in the underworld, right?
Yes. Because she dipped him in the river, his body became invulnerable.
阿基里斯是希腊神话中半神半人的战士。他出生时，母亲将他的身体浸泡在阴间的冥河中，使他浑身刀枪不入。
But she was holding him by his heel, so that part of his body was not touched by the magical water.
Right. The rest of him was protected, but his heel was still vulnerable. And Achilles eventually died from being shot in his heel with an arrow.
但是他母亲手握住他的一个脚后跟，结果那里没有沾到水，变成他身上唯一的弱点。最后他就是因为脚后跟被箭射伤而死。
So, Achilles' heel is a weakness that looks small, but has a serious effect or causes failure.
Achilles' heel 指一个人看似微小却是致命的弱点，不过现在也可以泛指人的任何一个弱点。例如 ,Her Achilles' heel was her pride.
What's your Achilles' heel, Joe?
I'm not going to talk about it on the radio.
See you next time.
All right, we're back. Well, in the movie Troy he was, but he was actually an adventurous warrior. Someone who's adventurous, well, they like to go on an adventure. An adventure is like a journey or a trip that you take, but you have no expectations, you don't know what's going to happen, and it's usually a lot of fun.
Right, it's a lot of fun, it's interesting, it can also be very dangerous. It's just got this idea that you're not at home relaxed in the safety of your own home. You're really just left up to your own mind and your own muscles, and that's definitely what Achilles did as a warrior.
Well, we're going to contrast Achilles with Aesculapius, who was the most celebrated Greek physician. Well, just like pupils is a fancy word for students, physician is a fancy word for doctor.
That's right, and by saying he was the celebrated Greek physician, it means many people knew who he was. It's interesting, because usually when we say celebrate, like, let's celebrate, it means let's have a party.
Celebrate good times, come on!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's how it goes, right?
Something like that, but that's not how you celebrate a doctor. I don't think a doctor would say, hey, come over and talk about how great I am.
No, but the idea is that sometimes you can honor someone or show how great they are by having a celebration, by having a party. So, a celebrated person is one who's really honored and looked up to.
Well, Chiron must be a really great teacher because he has these two students who turned out to be so successful in very different areas of life. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now, that second paragraph.
第二段要介绍结合了人类的智慧以及马的高贵的 Chiron。Chiron was a famous teacher. 后面 who 所引导的子句告诉我们呢 ,who taught the sons of many famous Greeks. 而其中包括两个非常有名的人。第一个呢就是 Achilles, 另外一个呢就是 Aesculapius。首先我们介绍 Achilles。Achilles 跟后面这个 an adventurous warrior 是同位语的关系，说明他是一个具有冒险精神的战士。Achilles bravely fought in the Trojan War. Fought 的它的原型呢是 fight。看过特洛伊战争这部电影的人都知道，在电影当中呢 ,Achilles 这个角色由 Brad Pitt 所主演。接着我们要介绍另外这位学生，我们用 on the other hand 来做一个转折。Aesculapius was the most celebrated Greek physician. Celebrated 是一个过去分词，当形容词来用，它的意思是著名的、有名的。这个字的动词是 celebrate， 它的意思是庆祝。那么名词呢是 celebration。讲到有名的话，名人我们可以说是 celebrity， 重音节要改变，而且发音呢稍微不一样。Celebrity 的拼法是 C-E-L-E-B-R-I-T-Y。 Celebrity, Celebrity， 因为这两位学生都非常的成功，所以下面那句话告诉我们，两个学生的成功 shows 显示出来的是 that Kyron was wise and skillful as a teacher， 他不仅充满了智慧，而且呢技艺高超。
Well, do you think Daphne is as wise and skillful a teacher as Kyron was?
Definitely. She's helping our students so much.
Well, let's help our students a little bit more by reading the rest of today's article.
Chiron's nobility was proved by a merciful act.The Greek god Prometheus is said to have tricked the greatest of the gods, Zeus, to help man get fire. Because of his betrayal, Prometheus was punished and imprisoned on a high mountain where he could never see man. When Chiron found him, he offered to take Prometheus's place. This was accepted by Zeus. Chiron was chained to the mountain while Prometheus was freed. Chiron, half man, half horse, symbolizes the greatest virtue of nobility.After sacrificing his freedom for mankind.
Well, this is definitely one of the most famous stories in Greek mythology. I know I've heard it for many, many years.
Of course, Prometheus went up there and stole fire from the gods and brought the fire back down to humans. And then we were able to, well, cook our food and have light at night, not be afraid of wild animals.
Yes, controlling fire was one of the big steps in human evolution. But we're going to talk about now more about Chiron, and his nobility was proved by a merciful act. So we just spent the last paragraph talking about how wise and skillful Chiron is. Well, now we're going to talk about his merciful act.
Right, when something is merciful, it means it's done with mercy, right? Full of mercy. And mercy is this feeling or quality of being able to show someone compassion, being able to show someone that basically you forgive them, that what they do or what they did, you'll forget it, you'll let it go by.
Maybe a lot of times a good example would be in war. You capture prisoners, right? But some people would say, oh, you should just kill those prisoners. They're the enemy. But if you have lots of mercy, you choose not to kill them.
Right. You let them live. And in the same way, Chiron here proved that he was noble because he did this very merciful thing. The Greek god Prometheus, the one we talked about, well, he was said to have tricked the greatest of the gods.And that's everything we talked about, right? This god went up there and he tricked Zeus so that he could take some fire, bring it back down to man. And of course, this is going to make Zeus really mad.
And Zeus was so angry because, well, he felt betrayed. If you feel betrayed by someone, it's like someone is not being loyal to you or someone is being dishonest in a really personal way. Like maybe if your boyfriend cheats on you, that is something really dishonest and you would feel betrayed. It would be an ultimate in betrayal.
Of course. So Prometheus betrayed Zeus and he was really angry and he punished Prometheus, right? He put him up on this mountaintop and imprisoned him there. And when you imprison someone, you basically put them in jail or do something so that they can't get away. So now Prometheus, who helped out man by bringing him fire,is stuck on top of a mountain.
Yes, and this is so Greek because he's stuck on this mountain.
So Zeus wasn't very merciful here at all.
Not at all. And then Chiron, when he found him, he offered to take Prometheus's place. He said, you know what, Prometheus? You've done this great thing for man. How about I chain myself to this mountain and you can go along living your merry life?
So this is where that act of nobility comes in. This is Chiron.Being, you know, he's half man, he's half horse, and he's symbolizing the greatest virtue of nobility. Now, a virtue is basically this idea, or a thing that makes you good, I guess. It's a good moral quality.
Right. It's sort of like you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't lie. Having all these good things about you makes you a virtuous person.
Yeah, you know what I think one of your best virtues is, Siobhan, is that you're always happy and excited to be here.
I love the radio. Okay, I also love Chinese explanations, so let's go to it right now.
第一段我们就提到 Karen 呢结合了人类的智慧而且呢还有马的高贵。他的高贵有什么可以证明呢 ?Karen's nobility was proved by a merciful act. Merciful 是一个形容词充满慈悲的也就是 full of mercy. 所以名词 mercy 它的拼法是 M-E-R-C-Y, M-E-R-C-Y, mercy.接下来的句子就要讲述他这种慈悲的行为。The Greek god Prometheus is said to have tricked the greatest of the gods, Zeus, to help men get fire. 这个句子呢动词用的是被动语态 be said to, 后面用完成式表示呢某人据说做了什么样的事情所以 to 后面用完成式。据说 Prometheus 呢他欺骗了 Zeus, 目的是 to help men get fire.因为 Prometheus 他背叛了 Zeus, 所以 because of his betrayal, 这里是一个名词用法动词是 betray, 如果你觉得有背叛的感觉可以用过去分词表达你的内心感觉 I feel betrayed. 那么因为他背叛了 Zeus, 所以 Prometheus was punished and imprisoned on a high mountain. 这里用被动语态因为他被处罚被关在高山上。此外他还历经了折磨当 Karen 发现他的时候 he offered to take Prometheus's place take somebody's place 就是取代某人的位置他决定呢要替他受苦在他的要求之下 Karen was chained to the mountain while Prometheus was freed while 在这里形成一个对比 Karen 被关起来了然而呢 Prometheus 他被释放了Chiron, 动词是 symbolizes, 它象征的是 the greatest virtue of nobility, 也就是高贵的最高情操。在什么之后呢? After sacrificing his freedom for mankind, 这里的 mankind 呢泛指全人类,也就是 human beings, 为了人类他牺牲了他的自由,所以我们说它代表的是 the greatest virtue of nobility.
All right, listeners, you know what time it is. It's time for a short break, and when we come back, Bill and I are going to read today's article, The Centaur, one more time.
Welcome back to Landmark English, everyone. This is Bill. Siobhan and I have just finished day two of our culture unit. We're talking about creatures from myth and legend. Now, yesterday we did talk about the faun, but today we looked at the centaur. It's got the upper body of a man and the lower body of a horse. It's got the four legs and everything up to the horse's neck.Now, the centaur is an important part of Greek stories, Greek mythology, and the centaur basically was known as a very strong fighter. But there was one named Chiron who was known because he was very wise. He was a doctor and a fighter. He taught many students in Greek mythology.
Wow, Bill, what a great explanation of today's show. I feel like I was sitting here explaining it the whole time.
Well, you were sitting here explaining it the whole time.
Oh, okay, well, let's not worry about that anymore and read it again. Centaur. The centaur's upper body is like a man's, and its hindquarters are like a horse. It is depicted in the zodiac sign of Sagittarius, drawing his bow to release an arrow. Most centaurs are known as fierce warriors, but there is one, Chiron, who had the wisdom of a man and the nobility of the horse.
According to Greek myths, Chiron was a famous teacher who taught the sons of many famous Greeks.His greatest pupils were Achilles and Asclepius. Achilles, an adventurous warrior, bravely fought in the Trojan War. Asclepius, on the other hand, was the most celebrated Greek physician. The success of these two students shows that Chiron was wise and skillful as a teacher. Chiron's nobility was proved by a merciful act. The Greek god Prometheus is said to have tricked the greatest of the gods, Zeus, to help man get fire. Because of his betrayal, Prometheus was punished and imprisoned on a high mountain where he could never see man. When Chiron found him, he offered to take Prometheus's place. This was accepted by Zeus. Chiron was chained to the mountain while Prometheus was freed. Chiron, half man, half horse, symbolizes the greatest virtue of nobility after sacrificing his freedom for mankind.
That Chiron, what a great centaur. All right, listeners, now it's time for today's vocabulary.
Depict. This painting depicted a group of women walking in a field of flowers.
Adventurous. The adventurous explorers set off for the North Pole.
Merciful. The man was merciful and forgave the person who had robbed him. Virtue. One of the best virtues is to always tell the truth.
Okay, listeners, now it's time for today's oral practice question.
Hey, Siobhan, I want to ask you, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, so here it is. What other signs of the zodiac do you know? Describe what they look like.
Okay, well, we just learned about Sagittarius drawing his bow to release an arrow.
And you talked about Aquarius, and I talked about Gemini.
I guess I know Pisces. It's the two fish that go together, sort of like the yin and the yang type thing.
That's right, and let's see. There's Libra, which is the thing that balances, the scales that balance on both sides.
Well, there's Taurus, which is the bull.
That's right, and there's Cancer. That's the one that's a crab.
Oh my gosh, Bill, I think you're doing so much better than I am. There's Leo, which is the lion.
Of course, and I think there's also Capricorn. That's the one who's actually connected to the fawns, too, like we learned about yesterday. Capricorn is like a goat.
Well, it seems that things like zodiac signs and mythology, they're just a part of us. Like, every culture has some sort of way and some sort of connection with the earth.
Or a connection with the stars, in this case.
Definitely. I mean, we all look up at the stars at night, and we all see those same stars. It's hard not to look at them and see things in them, maybe pictures. It's sort of like when you're laying out during the middle of the day, and you watch the clouds, and you say, oh, look, there's a dinosaur, and oh, look, there's Bill, and oh, look, there's a cowboy.
Or you can look up at the stars and see a centaur or a big dragon or two people or some fish.
Well, I guess you can make it whatever you like. I guess the point is just look up at the stars and be really happy. All right, listeners. Well, hopefully you'll join us tomorrow. We have one more mythical beast for you. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Bill.
See you next time.